For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri education officials are preparing for what happens if schools have to close next year to slow the spread of COVID-19. Education Commissioner Margie Van Dieven says while future closures are likely to be more targeted than the shutdown this spring, they could still send entire classrooms of students home to quarantine for 14 days.
We will be asking parents to keep their children home for symptoms that they may not have ever kept them home for in the past.
That's a big deal in Missouri, where attendance, performance, and funding are inextricably linked. Van Dieven said if kids are sent home to self-isolate, their parents should have them do schoolwork if they're able to. Yesterday's Black Lives Matter march became a forum where people could share their experience with inequality. After lying on the ground in front of Francis Quadrangle for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, DeMarco Winston, one of the organizers, invited people to come out and speak. The death of George Floyd has triggered outrage for many people about injustice and about racial discrimination in the country. His death was not the beginning of this discrimination, but demonstrators said they want it to end now. MU healthcare leaders expressed confidence yesterday going forward despite COVID-19's impact on finances and operations. MU healthcare has faced significant drop-offs in elective procedures and employee pay cuts and layoffs. The full impact of the pandemic on MU healthcare employees was outlined yesterday, with 61 laid off in April and May, and more than 1,200 taking furloughs or pay cuts in the first quarter of fiscal year 2021. Jeffrey William Cotton of Columbia tried to use a Molotov cocktail against protesters on June 1st in downtown Columbia. The Columbia, Missourian reports Cotton started fires by throwing a Molotov cocktail toward protesters in the street. Police found Molotov cocktails in the back of his truck. Cotton was charged yesterday with a misdemeanor for promoting civil disorder. The Washington, Missourian ran a racist cartoon on its editorial page yesterday that prompted an apology from the paper's publisher. The cartoon also prompted two editors to resign. The publisher who ran the cartoon is also the co-owner's father. The editor's note to readers said they were unaware of the cartoon until it was published. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.